The fire department guys were just coming in. I was getting lifted out and they were just coming in over the fence. And they looked at me, and I'm sure I just looked a big mess. And they said, oh, good, they're survivors. And I said, nope, nobody survived.
G'day, my name is Greg Thornton and I live in Gerringong, New South Wales, Australia. And I've been a high school teacher for 38 years. I love the testimonies shared on Compelled because they challenge me in my walk as a Christian in a world where so many young people struggle with identity, purpose, and hope. Enjoy today's episode.
I'm Paul Hastings, and you're listening to Compelled, where we use gripping, immersive storytelling to bring Christian testimonies to life. Our last episode was with Steve and Susan Vinton, who for the last 30 years have fulfilled a unique calling, serving as the hands and feet of Christ to impoverished communities in Africa, where they realized that the gospel of Jesus changes every facet of life. Again, that's our previous episode with Steve and Susan Vinton. Now, today is special for two reasons. First off, it's our second to last episode of the season, and we've got a great story lined up that I cannot wait to share with you. But the other reason is if you want to hear our season finale episode, you don't have to wait 2 weeks from now. In fact, you can actually hear it today, 2 weeks early, but you're not going to find it here on the regular Compelled podcast feed. Nope, it's at a totally different place, which I'll explain to you after today's episode. So just stick around to the credits, and at the end, I'll give you all the details. Today, our guest is Melody Green, who was raised in the Jewish tradition, but during the 70s, married a fiery young singer named Keith Green, who was exploring the teachings of Jesus, a Jewish rabbi who appeared to have found the pathway to God. Alongside her husband, Melody embarked on a personal quest to live a life of sold-out devotion to this Messiah. But when God blessed their efforts and grew their ministry with meteoric speed, the unthinkable occurred, where Melody would have to trust the God that she had found. So gather around, lean in, and join us for another compelling story from the kingdom of God. Just like me, I know that you want to live your life full of purpose. We all want that, but most people don't know where to start or who they can trust to help them. Education is a significant need all the world over, and as Christians, we're called to live out